Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Got my partner with me, my co-host, Netto Man.
Yo, 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 you know who it is. The coolest, flyest, smoothest motherfucking co-host in the world. About to roll up some trees and get into this interview. Struck.
Yo, today's a dope day. Got my big homie, you know what I'm saying? Been knowing him for a strong minute. You feel me? Grew up together, shorties. My big partner Clef, what's popping, my dude?
Yo, what the fuck going on? Y'all know what's going on. CLEFN, better known as Clef in here. Harvey Rare representative, you know what's going on.
Harvey
Smith,
World,
what's
crazy.
Good, bro?
Shit, what's cracking?
Yeah, don't roll that shit out, bro.
Harvey World, stand up!
Man, G. I see you've been getting it in, my G. What's popping?
You already know, man. Steady dropping singles. Latest project, Murder, She Wrote, Volume 2. That's the latest project I got. I dropped that last year, but it's still doing what it's doing. But my latest project, LFA, abbreviated for lame as fuck, but LFA, just hit the singles. You know what I'm saying? Just dropped last week. It's doing what it's doing. I'm just blessed and privileged, you know what I'm saying, to be doing this right now.
Hey, hell yeah, my G. That's what's up, my G. I always saw it in you, even as a shorty, G. You always had that glow about you. You feel me?
Gratitude, bro.
Real shit.
I feel that, bro. Gratitude. I appreciate that.
No problem, no problem, boss. Shit. So, like, man, and what, you produce, right? You make beats now, right?
Yeah. Everything that you hear from me is my productions. I produce, engineer, do magic tricks, you feel?
Yeah,
but
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? All this is my groundwork. I don't really too much fall into the category of the typical artist because I don't follow the trend of jumping on somebody else's track. I just make my own and go from there.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Independent shit right there. Big shit going on. My man's Clef.
Hey. Yes, sir. Gratitude, though.
That's what's up, G. So, hey, how you feel about what this new age type of producing and rapping is going on? Because, you know, when we was coming up, shit was totally different.
Right now, I think this is a crazy time because, you know, everything you can pretty much blow overnight depending on, you know, who backing you. But I think compared from then to now, I mean, it's like, talent is less likely, and, you know, business is more intended.
That's
facts. That's what I pretty much say about that.
Yeah.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Big facts.
So, shit, like, you pretty much doing everything from the groundwork and everything. What's some of your inspiration?
I got a wide variety of inspiration, but just to keep the ground root, like, I see a lot of artists that surround me that I taken valid steps in order to be successful. So I never like say anybody from the industry right now, except if they old schoolers. You know, you got your of course you got Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? I'm really a boxed in trap person, so you know, I go with the Lil Wayne's, you know what I'm saying, all the Hot Boys.
Facts.
You know, all the stuff that we grew up on, you feel me? Mystical,
on me.
All the classics. Everybody that Master P, etc. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that is old. You feel me? Because I feel like they really had the blueprint to be successful. And right now, we just really getting spoon-fed the formula versus being gay when they was really trying to give it to us. So, yeah, I feel like the old school is really keep me grounded as far as the particular music that inspires me.
That's what's up.
That's a good way of putting it.
For real, that's what's up, man. So, like, hey, what's the next for you? Like, any future plans?
I got a video that Red Dot Films about to get ready to make for me. This song I've been sitting on, man, but it's new to y'all, and it's gone. You know what I'm saying? You know how the saying go. It's old to me, it's new to y'all. But I've been sitting on this project. I still got a few more shots that I got to shoot for it, but it's called Six Rings. It's the visual gonna be shot by Wall Weed and Red Dot Films. Hey. Shout out Red Dot Films.
Hey, shout out to the partner Wall Weed.
Yeah, you know, bro. Oh, God. The villain there.
On me.
Hit him on IG. Villanelle. You know what I'm saying? At the Villanelle. But yeah, that's who was shooting that one. I don't know. Like, I steady be getting different type of people that come in and get my productions as well. Shout out Cheese Guy. Shout out Jay Hills. Shout out Lady Ness. Shout out Teresa De Niro. Landlord. Roy. List goes on and on. Like, I gotta, like, it just you just never know when the next production gonna come. So I just try to keep everybody, you know what I'm saying, going. Like, okay, yeah. And I'm trying to really show people that when you mess with me, or when you come into my studio or whatever, it's not just for the session, it's for an experience. Because I instantly take the track from just being mediocre to monetization and exposure. So everything that you do here is not just, you know what I'm saying, like small beans. You're not just, your budget gonna cover every inch of what you're doing. You just gotta have a budget. A plan never succeeds without one.
That's facts. That's real shit. Real shit. So like, my fault. Y'all keep going, boss. If you got anything
talk
else.
Talk your shit.
Oh man, I'm just feeling right now. I feel at the highest point of my blessings right now because I'm starting to touch bases with higher ups as well. Hopefully, I can get me a major placement before this year is out. That way, 2021 can be a great year for me.
Hey, let's make it happen.
Hey, make that shit happen, boss. It's never too late.
Yeah, most definitely.
Speaking into existence.
I've been putting my ear to the ground, and I also been going out on a chance because I just like how it was so hard for us to be like not fanned out by interacting with artists. Now it's so easy to talk to them, but just like anything that has a plan, you need a budget for that. So even a conversation, a consultation, anything of those particular representations, you gonna have to have bread for that.
True.
So I honestly, I look at these particular opportunities for me right now to put my foot down and, you know what I'm saying, actually put my money where my mouth is. Am I really worth the bread that I put into it on the front end so the back end can be great?
Facts, because, hey, ain't nobody going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself.
That is for damn show, Smith. You ain't never lying, bro.
Real shit. Hey, look, though, you know what I'm talking about? Even on a production tip, like, who would you say is your top five of all time?
Ye. Of course, Ye, man. Even though he stepped on a few necks to get there, he gonna always be number one. Swizzy. Who else? Swizz Beatz, David Banner.
Ooh, that's a good one, because a lot of people don't give David Banner his props. I like that.
Oh, yeah, David Banner, dope.
David Banner, the dope ass, dope as hell on the production. I always
people sleep to David Banner though because they think he just rap. See, that's the thing. When you get introduced as one thing, ultimately that's what you get wrapped around. See, when I started rapping, so therefore a lot of people cancel me out on the production side. But that's okay because you know what I'm saying. Ultimately, you're gonna have to see me for both of them versus just one.
Yeah,
that's real.
My bad for cutting you off. Go ahead and talk your shit. You said David Banner and who else?
Okay. So I said Ye, Swizzy, David Banner, Guru, Young Tone. Nice. Those my top five.
That's nice.
That's dope.
Yeah, and I think all of them have something to do with my, you know what I'm saying, my productions as well. How I give back, except for a couple of modern techniques that I learned like a few years ago. But other than that, like as far as my cadences and everything, I think they get a lot of my ear attention, and that's what I give back.
True. It's always good to pay homage.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely is. That's why I try my best to make sure that I do. I mean, I might not say it loudly, but I make sure that I do. Like the way that I make beats. Like, I sometimes when I sample, I don't make how how the ear would accept the samples that I made now. I make them how like Kanye made them when he first came out, because I feel like it was more authentic. Those samples you can't run from. You gonna get sued behind these. You know what I mean?
I feel you going
out on a limb to be successful, and that's just a part of being hungry, gritty. You know what I'm saying?
True. So take me back to the day like you just picked up a you know what I'm talking about, the piano or whatever it is, and start making beats. Like, what made you just got into it?
No cap, Crip Smith, bro. No cap. I snuck making tracks, bro.
Like, what you mean?
The first, when I got inspired, the same night, I snuck on the keyboard and made the track, bro. I was staying on the west side of Chicago, bro. Shout out to 290. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big shout out to the west side of the Chi.
Bro, I was staying on West End LaPorte, bro. My homie mama and dad, they was like, they like super musicians and singers, right? So ultimately my mom had left. She moved from the west side. So I was finishing school and all that. I wasn't ready. I didn't want to leave. So that's why I ended up staying. But with that being said, of course it was do's and don'ts in the household that I was in.
Right.
Touching stuff that wasn't yours, that was one of them. I'm left-handed, man.
Hey, same here.
But had not wouldn't have done it, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. You feel me? I wouldn't have been so enlightened by doing it. But first time I did it, I was scared. And it was the ass whooping I got behind it was worth it, because it made them look at me as a musician after.
That's real. Sometimes you gotta take that risk, G. That's real shit. Salute.
Yeah, it was worth it because I was able to show them that I could work the workstation, even just off looking at what they was doing. I that's just like driving the car without even driving the car. You feel me? I looked before I leaped. I ain't wanna touch nothing and break nothing, because right. it's hard for people to accept you further than anything if you breaking stuff. So that was the first thing, like making sure that I knew what I was doing before I knew what I knew what I was doing. Making sure I knew how to save what I was doing, that way I could go back to it. That's like those like the first minimal steps that I took before I even touched the thing. Like, all right, let me watch him save his project. That way, when I sneak on here, I'm gonna make sure that I know how to save it. That way, just in case they catch me, I could just hurry up and save it. Bam, put that project somewhere and come back to it. But the initial night it happened, it was probably like, it took me like 3 hours. Not because I wasn't familiar with what I was doing, because, I mean, being musically inclined, that shit just be in you. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But when you really want to impress somebody, that shit take time. So, boom. It was just, I remember it distinctly. It was a piano and guitar lead. And I just completely ripped the cadence in half. I made it a whole song right then. Even though, like I said, even though I got a whooping, they made me present it too. So,
hey, that's real shit.
Once I finished letting them hear the project, we went back in and we took that project to the studio, and I was able to record my first song off the same beat that I recorded, and I was hooked ever since.
Damn, that's dope. Like, do you still got the CD or the recording of it?
That's lost in file somewhere, man. I think I got it on a hard drive somewhere at this point. It's probably in my emails or something. But
hey, that's what's up, man. That's how it be, though, G. Them naps after the ass whooping be feeling like life once you wake up.
Yeah, oh my God! Look, I was able to make sure that my brain was ready to, you know what I'm saying, do all types of stuff after that, because I knew it wasn't gonna be a let up point, because he was looking at me totally different. You're a musician now, so what you gonna do with this art? You know, was it gonna feed me in the long run? That's how I was looking at it. So I mean, ultimately, I took the chance of, you know what I'm saying, enrolling in the Purdue University. You know what I'm saying? I did that for 3.5 years. Two internships. I didn't take neither one of them because I felt like it was too much time and less money into the situations. I ain't gonna blast them off because that's not nowhere near where I'm trying to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I feel you.
Just know these labels, they don't really look at you as for your talent. Not no more, because that ship is sailed. They just look at how much money that you can make for them versus what they can give to you and what you're willing to accept.
That's real.
I push independency on any person because it's ownership. You keeping what's yours forever.
Yeah, real shit. And their own royalty goes for 120 years.
See? Now, if we could push this interview envelope to each and every misguided unsigned artist, you would understand that I would be 4 times platinum in the street.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Yes. Because it's a lot, even with your, you got a lot of people that's not even there yet that's doing the same shit that the industry people do to people that's in the street.
Yeah, true, I agree.
So yeah, like ultimately I look at it like I'm the outlet, so I'm gonna keep it that way. I got on off a mistake, really. You heard the story behind Clef. Khalil was already active. The story behind Clef, that happened vicariously on accident because I became more enlightened with being a part of music, besides dancing to it and, you know what I'm saying, juking females to it and all that shit. You feel me?
On me. So like, you know what I'm saying, have you ever thought about dropping an all beat CD or album?
That has come across my mind, and people have asked me to do that. Really, I don't really like super duper feel comfortable with making a beat album. Why? Because I feel like when I'm making a album full of songs, just like when I did my mixtape, I learned the valid lesson behind that. When you making one particular thing with several different things on it, you're not getting paid for the several different things. You only getting paid for the one particular thing. So therefore, that's why I don't want to, right now, I don't want to do that unless I'm selling hard copies of it, because I already, it's like, I can settle for selling a $10 CD with 20, you know what I'm saying, tracks on it that don't have anything on it except my water tag. You feel me?
True. I'm already knowing.
But I can't settle for 20 beats for, you know what I'm saying, for free until the downloads start, you know what I'm saying, pouring in. I'd rather see that money in my face versus doing the beat CD and hoping for the best. Because, just like I, you know what I'm saying, basically just like I explained, because, like, you could open a box filled with things, but it's only one box. True. And generally, when it's one box filled with things, ain't nobody gonna accept that, you know. They probably take, if intent, depending on if they serious about it. That's why I don't be like, I got 10 beats for free, or I got 10 beats for $100, because I make $100 off one, you know, vicariously just by being me. I see producers break their neck to try to get somebody to jump on their music. I don't do that. I stand on mine, and I think that's what's wrong with a lot of people. Like, when you change your business, that's when people start thinking your business sketchy. Right. What are you doing that for? Eventually, somebody gonna mess with you and remain solid for what you're doing.
Real shit. Hey, that's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's hot today ain't finna be hot tomorrow, and vice versa. And everybody definitely got their day.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying too. Like, that's why I'm sticking to my originality and my authenticity. Cause one day, the stuff that the people around me consider my noise is gonna be everybody's sound. So at the end of the day, that's why I stay, you know what I'm saying, completely focused on what I'm doing here. Even if I get people to, like, I even make it rub off on them. You know, I ain't just sitting up in here, just sitting here producing. I'm executive producing too. So I'm making my vibe rub off on them while they up in here. Full blown experience.
And some people need that. Some people ain't got the vibe. They need a little bit of that rubbed off them.
Believe you me, no. I get so many unqualified artists that say they that, but you know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, on my interview to splash nobody.
Of course
but
not.
I get a lot of them. You feel me? Like, I get a lot of people who shouldn't be being. You know what I'm saying? And really, I'm a good player. I got the good guy, bad guy scenario because I take their money. And I try to, you know, I try my best to put them, you know what I'm saying, in the pocket point them in the right direction. Because regardless, I got to eat. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I can't just sit up and be like, well, we could do the teacher thing because that shit cost me. I had to pay to get more experience. You know what I'm saying? As far as being musically inclined. Audio technician and music composition, those particular majors, they cost me 75 racks. I didn't even have... Come on, man. I'm from Harvard. Come on, man. So, at the end of the day, I just try to put my best foot forward with each and every person that come here. Like, Joe, if I don't like it, generally ain't nobody else gonna like it.
Hell no, the general public ain't gonna like it if you can't vibe with it and shit. You the one in the studio working on the shit.
If it didn't work out right here, it's not gonna work anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'll sit up and I'll have a heart to heart with each and every person that come through here. Like, you know that wasn't it, or you know that's it, right? You know that's gonna be the one for you, right? Right? Because you know in vibes you feel that shit. So at the end of the day, you wanna be encourageable, but you don't want to judge people too much, because then that's going to ultimately slow down the business prowess. So where are we stuck here? We stuck with a gang of lies because my business got to run. So therefore, I feel like I'm a good guy and a bad guy, because some people deserve this and then some people don't.
True.
I mean, hey, you're not really technically a bad guy, because, hey, everybody want to get in the studio, but everybody ain't fit for the studio. Of course, they're going to put their money behind it, and you being a businessman, of course, you, no offense, but you're going to shut up and take the money. But, I mean, you know, we know who's the ones and who's not, and an artist knows when they're actually putting their heart in something as opposed to just doing something because they see somebody they admire on TV doing it.
Absolutely.
So is it for play, or is it for real?
That's my whole thing. Like, a lot of these people are so starstruck that they want to be in the position that the person that they see on TV is. Do you realize that it took them years of hard work and yeses and nos and executives turning them away for them to get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have thick skin for the industry. And a lot of people fold up or end up just falling back completely to their local area. Why? Because they didn't heard the one too many no's. Like, they don't grasp the concept of this may not be it for you. Yeah. I understand dusting yourself off and trying again, but if the try again ain't for the gusto, then what are you doing this for?
True. Hey, look, let me ask you this question, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, new school, old school, dead or alive, what is one of your dream collaborations? You know what I'm saying? That you want to see pop off. Or wish it would have popped off.
You know what? My fave, man. I have to go with Nas right now. Like a whole album, though. Like, I think I will give him more justice as far as being his street credibility. You know what I'm saying? Because he rap sometimes about being in the street, but you know, he ain't got a fully loaded out you on it besides what's going on in New York and then when he in Los Angeles or whatever. So I think, you know what I'm saying, dead or alive, Nas, for real. Like, and
hey, that's
I turned him into Nostradamus. Oh, God.
That's what's up.
That's your favorite Nas album?
That ain't my favorite Nas album, of course. Godson is, man.
Hey.
Snap.
Hey.
One that everybody sleeps on and they be trying to say is one of his worst ones is I Am.
Man, that's because you got a lot of weak-minded people who listen to trash rap, bro. So you gotta be mindful that you're gonna get a lot of people who instantly turn the nose to it. Just like a lot of people don't know that J. Cole just dropped an album earlier this year. Like, this shit dumb. So yeah, but that's how you know a lot of distraction music been out. Like, it's been a lot of distraction music. That's what I call this year's music, because you got a lot of people who's copying people, and then, you know, you got a lot of people, and then this whole thing with Megan and Tory Lanez, that's a distraction. A lot of distraction music going on. That's selling records.
I agree, but hey, that Godson is a classic album. That
definitely.
That If Heaven Was a Mile Away.
Oh, God. See?
Dope.
That Mastermind.
Dope.
That Mastermind song, hey, that's a song I live by, brother. That shit changed the way I think.
And excuse my coughing, I ain't got no COVID-19, hey. Y'all, but I smoke a lot of weed. Now let's get back to this interview.
Hey, don't worry. You already had announced, bro, that you was doing your thing. You feel me? I'm about to be ready to flame my wood up.
Hey, hop to it.
I was just trying to get through the interview, but you know, hey. Oh, God, it's just like that, bro. Nas music is the blueprint to what's going on today. It's like Revelations.
Yeah.
Well, shit, I agree.
And you know the original Nostradamus was a prophet, so hey, that tells you something right there.
Yeah, most definitely. See, now you're talking.
That's real
now
shit.
Now we can talk some real shit all day. We ain't got so much time to do that, but I mean, hey, this music is what it is, and you know, shout out to Nas for making these classics.
Real shit. Hey,
shout
shit
out to Nas. Oh God, he made a lot of blueprint music to the stuff that I got going on that I'm manifesting in my life today. You hear me?
That's what's up, G. Hey, man, it's good to see you glowing up, man. It's good to see you on your shit though, bro.
I hear good vibes coming from you, bro. I never met you a day in my life.
Yeah,
I still haven't heard any of your music, but you know what? I feel good vibes.
Oh man, I'm everywhere, bro. All you gotta do is just look me up, CLEF, bro.
CLEF, Clef, Big Clef, Hobby World.
Oh, God.
On me, G. Hey, that's what's up, G. I'm definitely proud
Smith
of you, bro.
Smith Express.
Real shit. Hey, good looking for being on my show, too, G.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, follow me on all streaming platforms. Like and subscribe my YouTube channel. All of them. Even the topic page. Follow me on Instagram, I Am Clef the Chef. Facebook, Khalil versus Clef Anderson. You already know what the fuck going on. Shout out Smith the Kid for having me. Shout out NATO in the cut, smoking a good
Nato
gas.
Man,
gas
all COVID-19
bitch up in this shit.
On
you
me.
Feel me?
On me, early. Neto Man was popping, man.
I'm in this motherfucker high, so high.
I swear
oh, God, I just flamed up right with you, bro. We in this shit.
We up there, elevated. It's all about elevation. If you ain't got elevation, you ain't shit.
That's hey, real.
Hey, open
you
your
know,
chakras. Open
funny
your third
thing about
eye,
that
get
word.
Well,
I got a song called "Elevating This Thing." You feel me?
Hey,
it's featuring T Baby, aka Teresa De Niro. Go turn my shit up, man.
I bet. Hey, look. Hey, so as soon as we wrap this up, I'ma definitely check him. We're gonna definitely check you out, G.
We're gonna be up
shit
in the coop bumping that shit, definitely.
Definitely send me links.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, send me links.
It's nothing but live vibes. All up-tempo shit. I don't do, like, slow-down modes unless I really feel that thing. But everything I got out right now is all up-tempo. It's all turn up.
That's what's
hey,
up.
Hey, send Smith some beats, man. We vibing tonight. We vibing.
That's what's up, G. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to keep you too long. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely an honor. You feel me? Real shit.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, sir, bro. Gratitude for even having me, bro. You already know the vibes. We go back like four flats on the Cadillac.
On me. I'm already knowing. Real shit. Real shit, man. It's definitely an honor, my G.
Yeah, shout out Spiritual Kid for having me, man.
That's love.
It's always
bro
a pleasure when we link.
Smith Express, making dreams come true. The big homie.
What's poppin'?
Express, hey.
Hey.
Early. All right, boss.
Yes, sir, bro. All
right. All right. That you have it, you know what I'm saying? The big homie Clef, definitely doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Dope producer, rapper, musician. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Been knowing Buddy for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Good to see him on his shit. Good, you know what I'm saying? Continue to be on his shit. You know what I'm saying? There you have it. Another dope episode.
Smith Fire. Express. Making history in this motherfucker. Been going on a good month or two now, huh?
Nah, it's a strong. We just made a month.
We made a month in this motherfucker. You heard that?
Real shit. Almost 1,100 listeners. Man. It's like 1,070.
Love. Shouts out to all y'all listening. We love y'all. We need y'all. Thank you.
Real shit,
we
man.
We need shit like this. Smith Express giving you the real for real motivation in this motherfucker.
Real shit. You know? And A, there you have
it. That's it. Peace. Strut.